Shalom, everybody. In Parshas Re'eh, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Bnei Yisrael about the prohibition and the dangers of listening to a false Navi, a Navi Sheker. And in the middle of that prohibition, in the middle of those dangers, Moshe says, Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Hey, Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Telechu, you must follow Hashem, walk after Hashem, so to speak. V'oso Sira'u, you must fear Hashem. Ves mitzvosav tishmoru, keep Hashem's mitzvos. Uvakolo sishma'u, listen to Hashem's voice. Vioso sa'avodu, you must serve Hashem. Uvo sid bakun, and you must cling to Hashem. It's a beautiful pasuk. It's a deep pasuk. And many mefarshim look into each of these phrases to figure out what the difference is between each part of the pasuk. For example, what's the difference between keeping Hashem's mitzvos and listening to Hashem's voice? For today's FMT, however, I would like to focus on the very beginning of the pasuk. Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Telechu, you must follow Hashem. The Torah uses the word acharei. And Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says in the beginning of our parsha, Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Lamed, and he also says this in Sefer Breishis, in Parshas Lech Lecha, in Breishis Perek Tesvav Pasuk Aleph, and he says this in a few other places in Tanakh. Rashi says, based on the Medrash, that the word achar and the word acharei both mean after. They both mean following, but they do not mean the exact same thing. The Medrash says that the word achar, like in achar hadvarim ha'ele, for example, that means samuch, it means closely afterwards. But acharei, the Medrash says acharei means muflag, it means farther away. So again, achar means samuch, it means close, but acharei means muflag, it means farther away. And based on that, we can ask the following question. In our pasuk, why does the Torah say acharei Hashem Elokeichem Telechu? If acharei means farther away, why would the Torah hint for us to be farther away from Hashem? Is the Torah really telling us to be farther away from Hashem? Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Telechu? This question was asked by the Chafetz Chaim, Rabbi Yisrael Meir HaKohen, who died in 1933. He asked this question to the first Ger Rebbe, Rav Yitzchak Meir Alter of Ger, who died in 1866. He's called the Chidushei Harim. And this exchange is found in the Sefer Ma'ayana Shel Torah, written by Rabbi Alexander Zusher Friedman, who was murdered, Rachmana Litzlan, in the Holocaust in 1943. And this is how the Ger Rebbe explains the pasuk of Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Telechu. He says that to the degree that a person feels distant from Hashem, to the degree that a person feels muflag, farther away, that is exactly how close Hashem is to them. Just when we feel far away, and no matter how far away we feel, we must know that Hashem doesn't feel that way, so to speak. He's always close to us, especially when we feel far away. And that's exactly what David HaMelech says in Tehillim, in Mizmor Lamed Dalid, Pasuk Yud Tes, Karov Hashem l'nishperei lev ve'esdake ruach yoshia. Hashem is close to the brokenhearted. He saves those whose spirits are crushed. We all feel closer or farther away from God during these times or those times. But the Torah tells us, Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Telechu. Even when you're far away, especially when you're far away from Hashem, or you feel far away from Hashem, do not worry. Do not give up hope. In fact, the opposite. Hashem loves people who are humble in spirit, not people who have gaiva. And those people who are down, those people who are humble, Hashem is close to them. And that's how our pasuk continues. You feel far away from Hashem? Don't feel far away. Listen to Hashem. Keep His mitzvot. Serve Hashem. Uvo sid bakun. Cling to Hashem. And the Ma'ayana Shel Torah says that this idea is similar to something that was said by the Magid of Kuznets, Rav Yisrael Hapstein, who died in 1814. The Magid of Kuznets says that this idea is found in a pasuk in Tehillim, in Mizmor Kuf Lamed Ches, pasuk Vav. David HaMelech says, Ki Ram Hashem, v'shafal yireh. Though Hashem is Ram, Ki Ram Hashem, though Hashem is Ram, though Hashem is high, though Hashem is lofty, He still sees, He still considers the shafal, v'shafal yireh, the lowly person. However, v'gavoha mimerchak yeyeda. However, a person who considers himself or herself to be gavoa, if they consider themselves to be mighty, then mimerchak yiyeda, then Hashem will only know them from afar, from a distance. And that's the message from our pasuk, and that's the message from Tehillim, and in other places in Tanakh. Even when we feel distant from Hashem, precisely when we feel distant from Hashem, that is exactly when we can and when we must feel close to Him. Have an amazing day, everyone!